Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Amy Taylor is here as well. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Vince is taking the day.
Yeah.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. As expected, Yeah, oh, but there you go.
Yeah.
Kind of saw this coming, that at least the announcement would come at around this time, given that there's going to be a rally in Philadelphia later today. But Kamala Harris has announced her VP pick. Her running mate will be the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, who you said this yesterday to me, that you thought that the Minnesota governor would likely be the pick.
Well,
you seem to be reading the tea leaves.
I don't know that I could read the tea leaves, but I think that he is not problematic in terms of he doesn't bring the problem about the conflict in the Middle East, specifically that he's a Jewish man. So she takes that off the table. She picks up somebody who is a progressive, but who's advocated women's rights, but who is also conservative and won in a conservative-leaning district, and he supports agriculture, and he backs gun rights, and most importantly, he's plain-spoken, and he came up with this weird comment saying, aren't they just weird?
Yeah.
And that went viral, and his ability to just cut through the chatter and say what people are thinking but don't want to say. I think that's why he's there.
It surprised me when we heard the report that she hadn't made a decision as of Monday night. Do you believe that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not cynical on that level.
I know.
And I get that this being suspicious is the idea of being a journalist. But I don't know that matters so much as the fact that his career in the National Guard is really important. He's a veteran, that he's pushed an agenda for tackling climate change and tax cuts for the middle class. And helped the middle class, expanded paid leave for workers, been on their side. But his dad jokes and his sort of, I mean, he's made some comments like, she needs somebody who's going to kick some, you know what? Like, he's very direct.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a teacher. He's been a coach. He's led a regular life.
He checks a lot of the boxes.
He really
sure
does. He's like a normal person, I think, from here,
right,
that we know. Wait, give it four more years, potentially. You know what I'm saying?
WTMJ Steve Scafidi, host of the Political Power Hour, heard right here at 9 a.m. on WTMJ Radio, joins us now on the hotline. He's getting ready for his show at the State Fair here coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve, your initial thoughts.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think?
You know, it's kind of a safe choice. I was in the Shapiro camp. You need Pennsylvania for Democrats to win the nomination. I do think that Tim Walz, and I interviewed him at the RNC on the phone, on the hotline, actually, when I was here, when we were doing the broadcast from the RNC. And he, as Amy just said, he's like a regular guy. He has the great background. He's sort of grounded in being normal and not being just fixated by politics. He's known for getting things done. But I think the key part of this is, and I know some of my Republican friends disagree already. My friend Bill McCoshin said this is the first mistake by the Harris campaign. Maybe. We'll see. But this is a Midwest choice when you need to win Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan and the Illinois safe. But I mean, that's probably the logic here. But to me, it's the safe choice.
What do you think, Steve, about the fact that do you think he's too progressive? Do you think that he could be reinforcing some of the worst fears about people have about Kamala Harris being a San Francisco liberal?
Yeah, regardless of who the Democrats would have picked, I think there's going to be that argument made. I will say this about Tim Walz. He's known for getting things done in a state that does have a strong conservative base. He's a Democrat, but he is known for working across the aisle. He is certainly progressive. There's no doubt about that. But when you have a track record like Tim Walz has of getting things done in a state that has two sides of the political aisle, I think that's a good recipe for some success. Ultimately, here's the big question. Kamala Harris, her campaign has completely flipped this race. Will the selection of Tim Walz maintain that, or will we see some pullback from that? So far, we don't know. It's too early yet, but that is the big question going forward. obviously debates looming out there. Will they happen? Will they won't? How will they be structured? All of these questions are out there. But right now, Team Harris is making the right calls and so far winning the polling race. But we all know that doesn't mean anything because the real votes get cast in November.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be to said here the next couple of days. So we have Walz expected to be with Harris tomorrow in Eau Claire. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance also expected to be in Eau Claire tomorrow as well, of course, here in Wisconsin. You got to imagine, they must have focus groups on some of this, too, and looking at whether or not, okay, what does Walz look like compared to Vance? Is he a more likable character? Does he appear as softer, if you will, in some respect? So I imagine they went through just a stack of line items to determine whether or not who they pick. I have a hard time believing. I'm just so skeptical and cynical on it, Steve. I just have a hard time believing that, you know, this is, oh, I'm going with my gut and I'm picking this guy. Like, I assume that they run a whole large amount of different algorithms just to determine, okay, this is the guy that makes the most sense, that we can carve these many votes so we can get this state and that state.
Yeah, I can't say it any better than that. Everything is vetted so much that you there's no surprises. I don't think there's going to be any surprises for Tim Walz. I think that there were some concerns about Senator Mark Kelly, certainly his past, certainly Shapiro.
Hold up. Why do you think a lot of people, like the older sort of more conservative Democrat, liked Mark Kelly? Because he's a man, he's an astronaut, he has that strong vibe. What do you think? What was negative there?
There were some questions about his first marriage, and there's some concerns about some charges against him. I think that was the only thing that probably was in the negative camp for him. I was a huge Kelly supporter. Matter of fact, I picked him in our little contest we were having on the show last week. I think he would have been a very popular patriot, pro-American choice. And, you know, I think Tim Walz, for me, was on third on my list. And now we're going to find out whether that's a good choice or a bad choice.
So many unknowns.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here we are, the election just a few months away. Steve Scafidi, live from the Wisconsin State Fair, starting at 9 o'clock. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
822, and one last comment, and I know there'll be a lot of conversation about VP candidates, as there should be and always is. Also, just history would indicate, I'm not suggesting that this is anywhere near normal this year around, but history would indicate that generally, just like J.D. Vance, just like Tim Walz, the VP candidates move the needle a little bit maybe to start, but generally that's not going to dictate the outcome of a race.
That this can't actually move the poll numbers. You're saying history tells us that it's not going to really affect people once they get there to vote.
Correct.
Yeah, they're not voting for the vice president. Right. They're voting for the president.
823.